I'm going to start, I don't know how long I'm going to go, but Ephesians chapter 5, and what I want to look at, Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll move 1 through verse 8. And if I got some more, I'll dig a little bit more later, okay? Be ye therefore followers of God. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for the privilege to be in your house, and we're thankful, Master, that we have the opportunity to share the gospel and share the different messages in our congregation. Lord, we're looking forward for Vacation Bible School. We pray that you'd bless it in a mighty way. Been a lot of work done by our people, and we're thankful for how they've reached out and the things that they've done, and we're thankful for all of that. Master, we pray this morning that if anybody's never trusted the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, as their Savior, may today be the day for them. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. So I'm going to title this message, Be Ye Followers of God. And of course, when you've been born again, that's what you do. When someone trusts Jesus Christ as their Savior, when they receive the gospel message, that's the greatest thing that you can ever do. It gives you everlasting life. And the greatest gift that's been ever given, well, is the gift of eternal life. How long is eternal life? It is forever. It's forever life. The greatest thing that I have and the greatest blessing that I've ever received is everlasting life. I want to tell you a little something. You'll either have everlasting life or you'll have everlasting death. And you got to choose which one of those you want. And you will choose it. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'll just wait for a bit. I've seen a lot of people wait themselves right into hell before. Seen it happen. They know about it, and they've been taught about it, and they've been showed about it, and all these things, but at the same time, they've never trusted Him as Savior. And, with all the different funerals you do as a pastor, one of the things you look at, did they trust Jesus? Did they trust Jesus? Have they have eternal life? Have they received the gospel? And it's the most important thing that you can have. Beloved, we are to be followers of God. We are to be followers of God. People get wound up on other people all the time. Hey, it's a full-time job to watch after yourself. It's a full-time job to watch after yourself. And that's what we seek to do. We want to be followers of God. And people should know, if you've been born again, that you're a follower of God. You've trusted Him as your Savior. Your walk shows it. You see, when you make a profession of faith, there's a walk with the Lord. And how long does that last? All the way down till you die or till Jesus comes back. That's the greatest thing that you can do. And we're to walk as followers of God. You know, if you work on a job, the people that work with you should know that you're a follower. Where do you live in your town or city? They should know that you're a follower of God. I think that's important. There's a lot of people that you can't tell whether they're saved or not. They never talk about the Lord. They don't go to His house. They don't serve Him. They don't give to His work. They do all these kinds of things, but it doesn't keep you close to the Lord. Well, He calls us in chapter 5 of Ephesians, be ye therefore followers of God as dear what? As dear what? I love this. He calls us dear children. I mean, you just say children, but He calls you what kind of children? Yeah. It's a great thing to say. We are dear children to Him. You know, I consider myself pretty much worthless. But God don't consider me that way. I'm one of His dear what? Dear children. Yeah, that's what I am. Dear children. He dearly loves you if you've been born again. If you've trusted the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, your Savior, man, that's the greatest thing you can ever have in your life. When people don't have eternal life and they die without Jesus, they die without hope. They have no hope. Scripture says, having no hope and without God in the world. The reason why we do all these things to get people in and to teach them the gospel so that they can have eternal life. That's what we want you to have. But without eternal life and you die that way, your life, there's only two places. There's heaven. Y'all believe it? Everybody believes in heaven, don't they? But there's also hell. Two places. And you can take the whole church house this morning and divide it up that way. You either have trusted Christ or you haven't trusted Christ. But you can. Let me say it one more time. You can. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, the Scripture says, shall be saved. That's what He did. That's what He did for me. Wouldn't it be an awful life to die without Jesus? And beloved, this is eternal. Here's what I want you to get. It's an eternal life. When we're talking about salvation being eternal life, but there's also eternal death. That's eternal too. That's eternal too. You're either going to have everlasting life or you're going to have eternal death. Which one is it? It's too late after it's over. Someone dies without Jesus, they die without hope. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need everlasting life. That's why we need these things. Okay? All right. Verse 2. Walk in love. Walk in what? Walk in what? Love. Do you think all God's people should walk in love? I'm just asking. I think all God's people should walk in love. I don't think God's people should be hateful people. I really don't. I think they should be kind people. When I think about the Master, I think of Him being a very kind person, helpful. Helpful. I think it's important that we live that way. And they can see, and they see Jesus in you. They should see a direction that you're going. And what's the main thing in your life? Hey, what is the main thing in your life? What is the main thing? Main thing in my life is the Lord. He's number one. He's not number two or 10 or 20. He's number one. He's the main man, if you want to call it that. He's the main man. And we serve Him. We serve Him all our days. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us. Christ has loved us. That amazes me. I consider myself pretty much worthless, but you know He loves me? Larry Eccles, do you know He loves you? What's that song? Why does He love me so? That's what He does. I didn't earn it, didn't deserve it. But He reached down one day and opened an old sinner's heart. He opened my heart. Remember Lydia, the seller of purple? Remember her? Whose heart? Who opens your heart? You're going to have to answer this now. Who opens your heart? The Holy Spirit opens it. He opens your heart. You can't open your own heart. I want you to hear this. You can't open your own heart. God opens your heart. That's what He does. And that's what He did for me. He opened my heart and I seen salvation. I called upon His name and He gave me what? Everlasting life. And you can't put a price tag on it. That's the greatest thing I have. That's the greatest thing they have. If you have somebody who has $1 trillion, it doesn't come up any way to everlasting life. The greatest thing you can have. All right. Let's move on down to verse 2. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. He's loved us. Now, can you explain why He loves us? Can you explain why He loves you? I don't know. Do you think you deserve being loved by the Lord? But you know what, I know something. He loved you before the foundation of the world was ever laid. He set His affection and His love upon His people. And He draws them by His grace and gives them everlasting life. All God's people say it. Great thing, man. It's wonderful to have these things. Okay. Now let's move up to verse 3. I ain't going to be too windy, I don't think. But verse 3 talks about sin. Ephesians 5 and verse 3 talks about sin in this text. Now, we talked about salvation so far, right? I always do that. We talk a lot about salvation because we want you to have salvation. We want you to have everlasting life. We want you to go to heaven if you die or if the rapture comes. You want to be ready to go up. We want you prepared and ready to go up. Because if you haven't, I don't know. There's some people that I've seen over the years make professions of faith, but they've never followed with it. They never follow about it. They don't witness. They don't go to church. And they don't read their Bibles. And it looks to me like they don't care. Because they never say anything about the Lord. Listen. Jesus is the main thing in my life. He's the main thing. Above all anything ever else, He's the main thing. Don't set Him aside. Listen to me. Don't set Him aside. Spend time with the Lord. Talk to Him. Bite people. Work in His work. It's a great thing to have. All right, verse 3. But fornication, and what's fornication mean? It's the word pornea. And what do we get from pornea? Porno. You ever heard of porno? You understand porno, don't you? You know what that is. But He's given us in this text warnings about things that are wrong and that God's people don't have any, shouldn't be around at all. God's people should be holy, righteous, and godly in this present world. That's how He wants you to live. And now He's going to tell us a little bit about some of these sins. Our nation is filled with corruption, filled with corruption, filled with sin. There's a lot of people who make professions of faith that still live in their same lifestyle that they did before. Old thing, you know, the scripture says old things pass away, right? Old things pass away and all things becomes what? New when you're born again. But if you're not new, you're not changed. You don't worship Him. You don't want nothing to do with Him. You do everything else. And you push out your God. God's the main thing in your life. He's the main thing. He don't come behind anything else. If we like to say it, he's the man, so to speak. He's the main man. He's the main thing in your life. That's what you're supposed to be. All right, now I'm going to try to go to verse 8 and then I'm going to quit. Fornication, of course, is pornia. That's where we get porno. And he's addressing the Ephesian church over these sexual sins. Of course, the United States don't have no trouble with that. The United States really godly? No. Man, the United States is just like a cesspool anymore. Just like a cesspool. Watch all kinds of bad things. You know what you can do now? Well, you can pipe it in through the television. Can't you? And guess what? Guess what? Nobody knows. Am I right there? I'm wrong right there. God knows. God knows what you are. God knows what you are. I want to be clean, beloved. I want to be clean where God... I want to be clean where God dwells in my heart. That's what I want to be. I want to be real. I want to be real when nobody else is around. Do you hear what I'm saying? I want to be real when nobody else is around. I want to be real. I don't want to be a fake or... I can't stand a hypocrite. Can you? Judas Iscariot, don't you love him? He was a hypocrite from the very beginning. He never was born again. He never was saved. And there's a lot of people like that. Make a profession. Walk it. But what they are... What they are in back is not what they are. Live in sin, walk in sin, don't care about spiritual things, don't read their Bible, don't do none of those kinds of things. Don't witness and don't care. You can't win a battle that way. Do y'all agree? If you had soldiers like that, you can't win a battle that way. You got to have people that love Jesus. Y'all love the Lord. You got to have people that love the Master. Beloved, I love my King. I love my King. I love my Savior. And when you love Him, you serve Him. And you seek to please Him. That's what you do. You witness to people in your family when you're that way. You want to tell other people in your family about Jesus and having everlasting life. It's the most important thing you can have. You could have $1 trillion, but if you die without Jesus, there's still a hell out there waiting on you. See what I mean? I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. I want you to see about being born again here today. I want you to trust Jesus as your Savior. All right, let me finish this down to verse 8 and I'll quit. It's probably my third quitting. Verse 4, neither filthiness. Filthiness, again, is talking about sin. Okay? But you know that no whoremonger, verse 5, no whoremonger. You know what a whoremonger is, right? Unclean person. Now, this is not talking about unclean in the sense of having their clothes dirty. It means they're unclean on the inside. They're living in sin. And these things that people live in. Watch all these filthy movies and things that they watch. See? Do all those things. See? And they'll strut off to church. But God knows what they are. I want to be clean. where God sees. I want to be clean where God sees. All God's people say it. When you get a church full of people like that, you got a good church. All God's people say it. It's a wonderful thing. All right. Verse 5. Almost done. For you know that no whoremonger or unclean person, and this is talking about immorality in this text in verse 5, who is an idolater hath, now I want you to listen, who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Don't have no inheritance in the kingdom. That's what he's saying. Don't have no inheritance in the kingdom. People to live that way. That's what it says. For you know that no whoremonger, unclean person, covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God. That's what it says. That's true. When you're born again, there should be a change of conduct in your life. You'll see it. You'll see it. Old things pass away, all things becomes what? What if you ain't new? What if you're not new? Something wrong, ain't it? Well, you're not saved by your works. I get sick of people saying that. I know you're not saved by your works. I'm a Baptist. But I believe if you're born again, you'll want to please Jesus. Y'all agree with me? You'll want to please Him and walk with Him. When nobody else is around, you'll still love Him, pray to Him, talk to Him. Yeah. Oh, my, He's a great Savior, ain't He? He's done great things for us. Nothing that I deserve. I don't know. What's that old song, Why Did He Love Me So? I don't know why He loved me like He did, but He did. He did. In the councils of eternity past, God saw Jeff Arthur. And you know what He said? He said, you know what? I love Jeff Arthur, and I'm going to save him. And I'm going to draw him right to myself. And that's exactly what He did when He saved this old sinner named Jeff Arthur. Did I deserve it? Mm-mm. Did you? No, none of us did. But He gave us everlasting life. All right. All right, I'm going to close with 7 and 8. Be not therefore partakers with them. Be not partakers with them. Let me say it one more time. Be not partakers with them. You run around with the wrong crowd, it's going to pull you in. And usually when you talk about people running around the wrong crowd, that also includes adults. See what I mean? It also includes adults. You can run around with people that can really wouldn't be good for you to be around with them because they'll pull you into sin or stupidity. Either one, if you want to call it that, that's what it is, it's stupidity. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. And you should divide yourself from them or they'll pull you into sin. Young people, hear me. And it's just not young people. Everybody, hear me. Satan seeks to pull you right into sin. He has different ways of doing it. Different ways to doing it. Now that we have. I like television. Don't you like? I like to watch football. Yeah, we like to watch things. But man, that thing right there in your house can take over your whole world right there too. Be careful what you watch. Can I say it one more time? Be careful what you watch. It should be clean. You think it should be clean? What you watch, should it be clean? Should be. All right. Verse 9 is the last one. where the fruit of the Spirit, is in all goodness. All what? God wants us to be good. Does He want us to be good? Goodness. God expects His children to walk in goodness. And people can see that in you. You work on a job or school or whatever, they should see goodness in you. There should be that. I mean, God's people should show that. They should see that in you. Well, the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. The fruit of Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. All God's people say it. Let's all stand. Thank you for your attention this morning.